This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Although President Trump's latest executive order about immigration is causing a stir this week, last week his claims of millions of people voting illegally had a lot of people talking. WVXU's politics reporter wrote about it in his column this weekend. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So your column goes into some depth about President Trump's claim that 3 to 5 million Americans voted illegally in last November's election. Is there any credibility to this?
If there is, I can't find it, and all other sources of both Republican and Democratic are just saying that this is simply not true. It's, you know, of course there's fraud in every election, and it's minimal. But, you know, 3 to 5 million people, most credible sources say that's just absurd.
So who are these illegal voters he's talking about?
Well, he's talking about several different categories. He's talking about people who are are deceased and are still being carried on rolls, people who are registered in more than one state, people who are not citizens. And he claims that there were 3 to 5 million of them who voted in this past presidential election.
So is there any validity to that?
There's no evidence of it. There is really no evidence of it. And if you talk to election officials in Ohio and even other states, they say, look, you know, it's John Houston says it's voting in Ohio is easy, but cheating is very hard.
Well, how about in the Cincinnati area? There have been some cases of voter fraud in the past.
Well, there have been. There have been a few cases that have been prosecuted, particularly coming out of the 2012 election. There was a woman in Madisonville who was a poll worker, and she voted twice, and she also apparently voted a number of times in different elections for other people. And she was convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison, but she only spent about a year in prison because of some medical conditions. There were two others, a woman who had a good friend who died before she had sent in her absentee ballot, and she filled it out for her and mailed it in. Well, you can't do that. And she pled guilty and went into a diversion program, didn't do any jail time. Something similar happened with an elderly man in Sims Township who had voted an absentee ballot for his deceased wife. He did the same thing. He pled guilty. He did no jail time and went into a diversion program. These things are so very rare. You know, John Houston talked about, you know, the audits that go on of every election. There's one going on of the 2016 election in Ohio right now. 2012, 2014, there were about 9 million voters in Ohio. And in the end, there were 147 cases that were referred to law enforcement for prosecution. And the vast majority of those were never prosecuted. So this is so rare. I mean, it just doesn't happen.
So President Trump says he plans to sign an executive order to start a nationwide investigation of voter fraud. What do election officials in Ohio and Kentucky say about that?
Well, in Kentucky, Allison Lundgren Grimes, the Secretary of State and a Democrat, she just pretty much dismisses this whole thing as a waste of time, says it's undermining people's faith in the Democratic voting process. John Houston says, look, we'll cooperate with the federal government, but he insists we don't want the federal government to come in and be running state elections. That's a state function. And he's very adamant about that.
I guess we'll see what happens today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Howard.
Okay.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's politics reporter. He joins me each Monday at this time. You can read his columns and his stories at WVXU.org.